Let me tell you a story about the New Jersey Veterans Home in Paramus, New Jersey. That's where a family were visiting a member of their family in the center back in March, noticed that none of the nurses, aides, other staff had covered their faces, despite CDC recommendations that were sent 5 days earlier by the state health department. There would be another 3 weeks, according to this family, until all nursing home staffers in the state were required to wear them. Same family also knows that none of the residents, including many gathering in common areas, watching TV, for example, none of them wore any face coverings either. And it was 4 days after the family of the Navy veteran who was in the New Jersey Veterans Home made their visit that the Paramus Veterans Home barred all visitors in their bid to stem the spread of COVID-19. As you can imagine, it was too little too late. The virus had spread like wildfire. The home's residents soon started getting sick and died by the dozens. Nursing homes across the state have been hit heavy by COVID-19. So far, some 555 facilities just in New Jersey have reported 6,340 deaths among residents and 116 deaths among staff members in those 555 facilities. But the Paramus facility, one of three veterans homes run by the state government, that's been hit the hardest, with 81 residents dying and 300 residents and staff infected, including a nurse's aide who died. There's been staffers now who wanted to stay anonymous because they like to keep getting a paycheck, have said to investigators and journalists over the past 2 months that they initially were told not to wear masks or gowns or gloves. Why? Because it would scare the residents. Corinne Westhoven, who's a spokesperson for the State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, which oversees the home, said last week that the homes complied with mask wearing guidelines from federal and state health officials. Period, end of discussion, because there were no details. Westhoven said the Paramus home suffered so many casualties because the facility is located in Bergen County, which was hit heavily by the COVID-19 virus. And that wasn't due to mismanagement or lack of any PPE on the part of the home or the state. Governor Murphy said this month that his administration would absolutely do a postmortem on the veterans home period, but also did not provide details when asked why a consultant's report, which the state paid, or technically you and I paid $500,000 for, on the breakdown of nursing home care, did not even include Paramus or another veterans facility in Menlo Park that was also hit hard. And as they say, with every story, to be continued.